California Energy Commission Vice Chair Siva Gunda was quick to say that the Newsom administration is not proposing a cap on what Gunda called normal profits, but he said California refiners last year experienced record profits.
Chevron doubled its profits. Marathon has a 331% increase in Q4. Valero has almost 900% increase in profits. Phillips has 46% increase. And the PBF has seen 1,146% increase over 2021. None of them experienced a financial hardship correlated to the period when supply was impacted in California. The data shows quite the opposite. This is not to say that refineries should not be profitable or even enjoy healthy profits as an industry, but to protect California families also, especially those that are vulnerable.
Newsom called lawmakers into a rare special session in December to pass what would be the nation's first penalty on oil company profits. Now they're getting down to work on the issue. Another Newsom administration official said that the penalty would only have been triggered three times in the past decade. But the head of the Western States Petroleum Association, the lobbying group for the oil industry, Kathy Rahis Boyd, called the penalty proposal misguided and counterproductive.
It misguidingly focuses on profits rather than the root cause of price spikes, which is a lack of supply. The way to address prices and provide relief at the pump is to increase a reliable and safe supply.
Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog, said before the hearing that he was expecting forward progress of some kind. Court testified at the informational hearing that a price gouging penalty would help stabilize gasoline prices for consumers.
A price gouging penalty creates consistency and deters the profit spikes, which is every time you have a price spike, you have a profit spike because the cost of production doesn't go up, just the ability to charge for it. So this deters profiteering. It also prevents oil refiners from using their pricing power to undermine our environmental laws, which is a lot of what we believe happened this year. So the price gouging penalty has already had an impact. If you look after Governor Newsom made his announcement on October 7th of a special session, Valero's margins went right back down to their historic norms.
The big question is how much profit would trigger the oil penalty. Consumer Watchdog wants that threshold to be any time oil company profits exceed 50 cents per gallon. The oil industry spent about $34 million lobbying the legislature in the last 2 year session and remains a powerful political force, particularly among Democrats who represent parts of the state where the industry provides jobs. The proposal for a price gouging penalty would need support from a majority of lawmakers to pass. I'm Eileen Alfandiri for KPFA News.